Julian Lopez is racing to his godson's talent show when he collides with a slow-moving car on Lake Wisteria's notorious mountain pass. The driver? Dalia Muniz, his childhood rival, fellow godparent, and the woman he hasn't properly spoken to in 15 years. Their reunion is anything but friendly, with Dalia erupting from her car, accusing Julian of attempted murder, while he notices her mascara-streaked face and trembling hands. Despite their antagonism, Julian protects her dignity when speaking with the sheriff, a protective instinct that surprises even him. This collision perfectly mirrors their relationship, two strong personalities with a complicated history stretching back to high school days. Julian has transformed his family's modest construction company into a real estate empire worth millions, carrying himself with the confidence of someone who conquered his hometown. Yet beneath his tailored suits lie insecurities about his humble beginnings. Meanwhile, Dalia is returning after a humiliating public breakup, battling depression while maintaining a facade of strength, the same determination that once made her class valedictorian. Their interaction stirs memories both would rather forget. Stolen glances in AP chemistry, a rain-soaked kiss behind the gymnasium, and devastating words spoken on a warm June evening 15 years ago. Words that sent Dalia fleeing from everything she'd planned for her future. Returning to Lake Wisteria proves chaotic for Dalia. Beyond the car accident, she's struggling with her broken engagement to Oliver Cresswell. During therapy, we learn the devastating truth. Genetic testing revealed Dalia couldn't have children, a deal-breaker for Oliver and his family's inheritance requirements. "I can't have children," she confesses to Rafa during a panic attack, words heavy with shattered dreams. Her heartbreak isn't just about losing Oliver, but confronting an unexpected future. Julian carries his own wounds. After his father's sudden heart attack, he abandoned Stanford to take over the family business. Though wealthy and successful, he feels empty, craving a real home, wife, and purpose beyond work. His lakeside mansion feels hollow, and he questions his past decision with Dalia when grief clouded his judgment. These parallel struggles form the foundation of their hesitations. They're not merely former rivals, but individuals carrying significant emotional baggage that complicates reconnection. When Dalia falls in love with a magnificent blue Victorian founder's house, Julian proposes an unexpected partnership. She gets the house while he develops the surrounding land, despite his reputation for replacing historical buildings with modern complexes. At a construction site, Julian shocks Dalia by offering $100,000 for her engagement ring, then tossing it into wet concrete, revealing he had recognized Oliver's emotional abuse all along. Their house partnership becomes the framework for reconnection. Julian's willingness to preserve something historical rather than demolish it mirrors his journey of reconsidering his own defensive walls. For Dalia, the house represents more than an investment. It's a fresh start and chance to reclaim her creative identity after years of having her design choices undermined. She's rebuilding both a house and herself, with Julian as her unexpected partner in both endeavors. Sometimes what we think we want to tear down is actually worth saving. In the attic, Dalia discovers blueprints and a drawing of a gazebo with a love letter from Gerald to Francesca, a story mirroring her own with Julian, as Gerald died before completing his house or marrying his beloved. Their research triggers an argument when Dalia suggests Gerald feared relationship risks, clearly referencing her history with Julian. When confronted about this parallel, she dismisses him, saying he's 10 years too late for that conversation. When Dalia hears strange noises in the supposedly haunted house, Julian and Rafa prank her with a fake ghost. Her terror turns to fury upon discovering their trick, but quickly transforms into desire, leading to an intense encounter in the attic. Their relationship blends competition, attraction, and emotional connection. The haunting metaphorically represents how they're both haunted by their shared past. As Dalia learns the house isn't actually haunted, she questions her perceptions of Julian and their history. How often do we let ghosts of past hurts blind us to what's right in front of us?
As Julian and Dahlia collaborate, their defenses gradually fall. Julian admits he deliberately failed their physics finals so she could be valedictorian. Her happiness mattered more than academic success. Dahlia is astonished to find her second-best trophy among his most treasured possessions. Their conversations deepen. Julian reveals the burdens he shouldered after his father's death, running the family business at 19 and becoming his sibling's guardian. His voice breaks, describing how losing his baby sister to SIDS created his fear of having children. Dahlia shares her college struggles with depression and anxiety. Their connection becomes undeniable when Dahlia discovers Julian's bedroom filled with pieces from every collection she's designed. He's been anonymously supporting her work for years. Their physical relationship develops with surprising intensity. Julian confesses Dahlia might have ruined sex with any other woman for him. Their intimate moments reveal a gentleness that contradicts their sharp exchanges, suggesting their true connection existed beneath their competitive facade all along. One of the most significant themes in Julian and Dahlia's journey is learning to ask for help, something both struggle with for different reasons. Julian avoided burdening his father, who was already handling his mother's depression, while Dahlia battles depression alone, fearing vulnerability after public humiliation. "I didn't want to be a burden," Julian explains. "I thought asking for help made me weak." Their healing begins when they start helping each other without keeping score. Julian carries Dahlia when she's injured. She encourages him to reconnect with his father's woodshop. Julian's breakthrough comes when he asks his business partner to help restructure his company so he can follow Dahlia to San Francisco. Dahlia learns to depend on Julian without fearing abandonment. When she reveals her mental health struggles, Julian points out that her issue isn't dependence itself, but finding the right people to depend on. This helps Dahlia recognize that vulnerability becomes strength when shared with someone trustworthy. Julian surprises Dahlia with a custom-built gazebo at the founder's house, carved with dahlias. As snow falls, he reveals they're keeping the house as their home. In a vulnerable moment, Julian confesses he purchased the house years ago after Dahlia mentioned in high school that owning it was her wish. Though initially bought for revenge, he preserved it knowing its significance to her. This reveals Julian's transformation, from demolishing historic buildings to preserving something meaningful for someone he loves. 6 months later, Julian proposes with a vintage flower-shaped diamond ring in a handcrafted music box. They marry that day at home, with Julian whispering, "Jacquemate, Carino, checkmate, sweetheart," showing how their competition evolved into partnership. Their journey demonstrates that the most beautiful renovations happen in hearts, not houses. The walls we build for protection often block the love we need. True connection requires vulnerability and believing that with the right foundation, damaged hearts can be rebuilt into something stronger and more beautiful.